This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Grandmas and grandpas, welcome to Doug, Jen, and Victoria's expensive daily playtime. Here to help you win all your hours away, or maybe you've got something important to do, and we can spur you on with conversation. The conversation from the bully pulpit. I have a bully pulpit. It's right here. It's called microphone. You have a bully pulpit there, Jennifer. You have a microphone. And Victoria, all of us who have microphones and an audience have a bully pulpit. Who's got the biggest bully pulpit of them all, however, is usually the man that stands behind that lectern and says, President of the United States. And to prove how well that is working, even before he becomes president, the president-elect today will meet with the chairman of the board of the Boeing Corporation, the largest exporter in terms of dollars of products made in America. But he's not going to talk about export. He's going to talk about how much Air Force One, the new one, is costing to build. Remember a couple, 3 weeks ago, he tweeted that he didn't want to cancel the order for the new Air Force One. We don't need it anyway. And there's an argument to that, because the plane they have now, or the two planes, because they built two of them, is a plane that was built during the Reagan era. So it's about approaching 30 years old, but it hasn't got anywhere near the number of hours or landings and takeoffs that most commercial 747s have. So there's an argument that it could last with rehabbing. If they built one, kept the other two, rehabbed them, they could last another 20 years and therefore save the taxpayer $4 billion because the planes are going to cost. I haven't quite figured this out yet, whether it's $4 billion for two or whether it's $4 billion for each one.
Well, but Boeing said that they don't know where that number even came from, that's not a number that they've ever discussed. So
no, they haven't discussed it. That doesn't mean that it's not in the fine print or on the on whatever line item it is at the Defense Department, $4.2 billion. And so Trump said, I don't need a $4.2 billion airplane to fly around in. And he talked about the expense of his 757, which is at this point on the open market, depending on the year and the condition, anywhere from $2 million to $8 million for a plane like that. So he says, that's fine. I'll fly around on my plane.
All the defense stuff, secretive.
That's what's costing the money.
Yeah.
The plane itself has a sticker of about, at this point in time, those planes, depending on what's in them, $240, $250 million. And by the way, I think I was talking about this earlier. Was it this week or last week, Victoria? Where I was talking about the sort of demise of the 747, those big planes,
right.
Like
mm-hmm.
the Airbus people they had big hopes that they could build hundreds of those 380s. And to date, I think they only built 40 or 50 of them
mm-hmm.
because they're A, too expensive, B, they're too hard to get around unless you're in a really big airport like JFK or Heathrow or LAX, something like that. They're just too big to get around. And they want to have the little smaller plane like the Stretch 777, which carries 300 and some odd people. That's enough with that economy. Like later today, I'll be on a 777. Don't see them often used domestically. I'm flying from Los Angeles to Denver. And it's a desirable plane because there's so much room in it. It's very comfortable. But normally the airlines save those for a usage in the transatlantic or Pacific routes or down into South America. I'm surprised that there's one, unless they're just moving it around. Anyway,
unless you're on some sort, because L.A. to Denver, what's that flight time? That's pretty short,
2.5 hours.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so unless maybe it's part of a much longer trip.
Well, they have to, what my guess is, what I know about the schedule, and American does this too, most of them that have 777s they use domestically, but they route them around. My guess is that plane's coming in from Asia into LAX, and it needs to get to Denver to be sent to Europe or some other place out of there.
That makes sense, because it wouldn't make any sense for them to sell a ticket from L.A. to Denver if they're using such a big plane.
Nah,
fuel
they
costs
don't, they don't
else.
Need to. They don't need to. But the interesting thing is, I didn't buy the ticket till yesterday. It was only $114.
Wow.
So it tells you they need to fill up the plane.
Yeah.
Anything else. Considering that on a day's notice to fly to Boston is $400 versus going to Denver, although it's twice as long a trip, it still is. Yeah, that's the relative usage of the route and how popular it is. Anyway, so the point of my conversation was about Boeing, guy coming in to who runs Boeing to talk to the president-elect today, and they'll be talking about a lot of things, like the F-35. Remember, that's the other plane that's gone crazy. Oof, the cost for these things. Unbelievable. Let's have something good. You ready for a chew?
Yes.
The question has been brought up on the DJV Twitter page about whether or not blotting your pizza with a napkin saves calories. A number of people commenting on that. Is there truth to the matter that pizza lovers who want to save the grease from the pepperoni or from the cheese, if you take a napkin and you sop up the extra grease, is it going to be good for you or not as bad for you? And I'm here to tell you that it doesn't really probably make too much sense.
No,
when you
it
just
does.
Look at that. Does it really? You think it does? Or is that what
hello, this is my favorite story of the day. Yes.
Only like 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, like 30 minutes ago we talked about this. You save 77 calories per slice and 4.5 grams of fat per slice.
Why was that your favorite story? I must have checked out for that few minutes.
Obviously you did, because we talked about this. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
No, that's not disrespectful.
Really?
Not meant to be disrespectful.
You engaged in the conversation with us, right, Kara?
Well,
I'm not the one who's losing my mind.
Oh, there it is. The old guy's losing his mind. That's always the fallback.
If the pizza slice fits, I mean...
Chew on it. Okay. I think it's time for us to have a pause in the action here, folks, because I'm somewhat disturbed by the allegations that have been leveled against me. It's... I just thought, you know what it was? That was it was a response to what you were talking about when I was looking at the Facebook page and seeing what people are saying. That's what that was. And then, yes, now I remember vaguely the conversation. All right, 14 past the hour here with DJV.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. And January 21st, limit 2.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
A good enough dinner isn't good or enough. So plan for great with Plated. Only at Plated.com can you choose from delicious weekly recipes, plus dessert. All the shopping and measuring is done for you and delivered right to your door. Fun step-by-step recipes will have the whole family chopping and stirring. If you go to Plated.com now, you'll get $30 off your first Plated night. Pretty great, right? Plated nights will definitely be your greatest nights. For terms and details, go to Plated.com.
All right, for those of you who want to be scared, how many people want to be scared? Raise your hand. Jennifer, you want to be scared? Victoria, you want to be scared? Did Jennifer go already?
Yes. Jennifer's gone. Wow. I'm getting concerned now.
I really am. Well, my mind is really off on another planet.
Yeah.
You can tell. I just saw a video of this giant alligator in Florida. Did you see the video of this thing?
The one that looks like a dinosaur?
I don't want to see it.
Oh, my God. It's in Lakeland, Florida. This is a reserve, an animal reserve.
Oh, okay.
And so there were crowds around. But what more than anything else disturbs me, I'm looking at this video. There are people like almost on top of this thing, taking pictures of it.
Oh, wow!
Did you see it?
Oh, yes.
These people,
oh my God!
What are you nuts? You got to be crazy. They have short legs, but they can move really fast.
Yes.
I'm surprised that these people in this reserve even let the public in there.
Right.
To see this thing.
Wow.
And apparently, alligators have been living in this area for 8 million years. There were some people that were doing an archaeological dig around here recently, and they found fossilized remains of what really is an alligator, or a number of alligators. And this is this part of Florida is an area where some of the biggest alligators live. But most any place around, you know, you have these bodies of water in central Florida, south Florida, where they built all of these 300-400 houses around in what was otherwise just open land.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the alligators lived. So they build these ponds so the alligators will go in the ponds. Don't take your dog for a walk near the pond. No, no, no. It really is very... Somebody once told me, this is really crazy, that they had an alligator for a pet. And they felt like the alligator was their friend. They picked up the alligator when it was a little baby alligator, about a foot long. It grew to be 14 feet long. And they had the alligator... I don't remember whether it was the house. No, it wasn't in the house. But they had built like a doghouse for the alligator in their backyard. And they played with it.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah. Why would you want to have an alligator, as a pet? You got to be nuts. By the way, have you ever figured out what the difference is between an alligator and a crocodile?
I think one of them has
a longer... Because I do know the answer.
No. I don't know. I honestly don't know the answer to that.
One is salt water and one's fresh.
And one of them has a longer, skinnier snout. I think alligators do.
Crocodiles have a longer... I learned so much. I went on a swamp tour with Lewis when we went down to New Orleans. Yeah. They have the wetland preserves outside of New Orleans, and we went on the airboats, with the big fan boats, and we went all through the alligator. I mean, it was really interesting. Crocodiles are much more aggressive, and they will just attack anything, and alligators really are a lot more laid back.
Heather who writes, I grew up in Winter Haven, near where this happened. I routinely swam in the lakes with the alligators. Huh?
No, thanks.
Doesn't sound like a safe plan.
I think I'll pass on that. Thank you very much, though. Enlightening as it is. 21 after the hour.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Miranda Lambert.
I've pictures of how this for years.
How's that built me?
From Better Homes and Garden Magazine. Plans were drawn on a concrete board, nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream.
All right, so Miranda Lambert in the musical news, as is Blake Shelton. As a matter of fact, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani all together. Both Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton making strides and letting go of the lives they had shared with their former spouses. We were talking earlier, was it yesterday or last Friday, when we found out Stefani had relisted her the home in Beverly Hills that she and her husband had called home.
Yeah.
And Blake Shelton has sold his home. Where he lived with Miranda Lambert. It was outside of Nashville. It was built on an acre of land back in 2001. And now, let's see, Sheldon Lambert purchased the home for $2.2 million. What are they asking for it now?
I don't know. Probably something around that, I would assume.
Yeah.
Maybe three. It doesn't seem like they kind of, it's on a golf course, kind of like a country club setting. So I don't know that they get that much more for it.
Yeah. The thing that I get a laugh out of are all these envious so-and-sos, or the people that like to overstate things. The media that covers, the news media that covers all of these entertainment types, and they talk about mansions. You don't know what a mansion is until you ride around in the neighborhood where I'm living in Bel Air. You've never seen a mansion. In this neighborhood is the house that has 46,000 square feet that was built by Aaron Spelling about 20-some-odd years ago. Can you even imagine? That's a warehouse, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And you get it's built into the side of a hill. There's another house being built on top of the hill just behind me here that has to have 25,000 square feet. I wonder what the bowling alleys and waterfalls and swimming pools and places to park 25 cars. You know, it is, that's a mansion.
Yeah.
Somebody who's got a house that's got, you know, 4, 5, 6,000, even 10,000 square feet is big, but I don't consider that to be a mansion. Maybe I'm the only one who doesn't, but anyway.
Well, you know these houses with the mansions with the bowling alleys. You know, the family uses it once, and then that's it. It collects dust.
Right. The house or the bowling alley?
The bowling alleys. You know, all these extra amenities and everything, I don't really think people use them.
No, they have a bowling alley in the White House, and I think they have a swimming pool now. Jimmy Carter closed it, but I think they opened it up again.
I don't know. That's good trivia. I don't know. I have heard about the bowling alley.
Yeah. And movie theater, all that good stuff.
Right.
All right. Also in the musical news today, the story of the Brit Awards and all the nominations, Little Mix, Rihanna, and Skepta, front runners leading into the Brit Awards that take place, is like our Grammys, on February 22nd. Rihanna's very popular over there. Who else in terms of American musicians? Used to be all American music pretty much took England and Europe by storm or the world, as far as that's concerned, but there are a lot of good acts that come out of England, don't you think?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, and Rihanna's certainly not American. She's from Barbados, and Drake Drake's Canadian. I mean, there's sort of everybody's from everywhere now, which I always think it's funny when it's the Brit Awards or the American Music Awards, and it's very few actual American artists. It's all mixed in together now.
Right. All right, so anyway, Michael Bublé was supposed to be the host, but all the talk about his son, poor thing, diagnosed with cancer, he has not really engaged in much of anything since then. Working on that. All right, so that's the musical story of the hour, or stories, plural, if you will. 28 after the hour on the DJB Experience.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Chances are someone in your family will be hit with a cold or flu this season. Before you reach for the medicine cabinet, check to see if your child has a fever. Dr. Carrie Peterson practices medicine in New York City.
Fevers of 101 degrees Fahrenheit or more are generally a sign of illness, so taking your child's temperature is a first step in gauging what to do.
Dr. Peterson says Braun offers the Thermoscan ear thermometer, the number one brand among pediatricians and moms.
Moms can feel confident with a reading from the ear canal because of its close proximity to the eardrum, which shares the blood supply of the brain's temperature control center.
A new Braun survey shows millennial and Gen X moms agree fever is their number one concern when caring for their sick kids. To get an accurate temperature reading, Dr. Peterson says technology is on your side.
Parents have the option of getting an accurate temperature reading without even touching or waking their baby. The Braun No Touch Plus Forehead Thermometer provides a reading in only 2 seconds, whether gently touching a child's forehead or from up to 2 inches away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Now 26 for the hour, 34 after the hour. I'm the fast-talking Doug Steffen with the fast-talking Victoria Keelan and the fast-talking Kara Schoen. Jennifer's gone off to be a radio star in another world, another life, another time. Speaking of radio stars, I don't know whether you consider Monica Crowley to be a radio star or not. She better keep her day job because with all the charges of plagiarism, you remember there was a kind of a rumor that she was, it was more than a rumor, she was going to be in charge of public affairs at the, I think the state, no, was it the State Department or the Defense Department? Anyway, she's sort of backed out of that job. I'm sure somebody said to her, Monica, too much of what you would do would be wrapped in controversy because of the plagiarism charges and her book being withdrawn and all that stuff. So she's staying where she is. And I'm not actually even sure where she is at this point. She had she did a syndicated weekend program. She does more Fox than anything else. But even now, I would think her value there would be diminished, wouldn't it? Under the circumstances?
I honestly didn't know who she was until this whole plagiarism thing. Yeah, I don't follow anybody, you know, from Fox or all that. I don't follow any political stuff, really. I mean, this is my, you know, this is as political as I get in my life.
Yeah, me too.
Us talking about this stuff, so.
Yeah. So
I don't watch the news, so I don't know.
All right. So the other person who is much a part of the lore in the world of News Talk Radio is Laura Ingraham, who, according to some of the trades today, is being rumored as a candidate for the Senate against Tim Kaine in the year 2018. He was the vice presidential running mate, you remember, with Mrs. Clinton. She's already grabbed four or five. The way you figure this out is you look around and see what monikers have been grabbed for Facebook handles or for websites. Mm-hmm. And she's grabbing anything that they're... that could be connected to Ingraham 18, Ingraham for Virginia's future, Ingraham for this or that, and there are a number of those that have been grabbed. So speculation is she might run. That's an interesting. She was also rumored to have been in line for the press director's job, but I could see her being more interested in the Senate. And there'll be a lot of national support because she was a big Trump supporter. So they'll get the guns out and come work over. And Virginia is kind of one of those states that goes either way.
Right.
It is not, you know, there's one time it's a Democrat, another. You can't say it's hardcore right or hardcore left. It's just one of those states that goes in both directions. So, all right, so that takes care of that. In a minute, we're going to be joined by our friend Victoria Bullis talking about major changes as we start the new year. But first, Biff Keelan has the update on Super Bowl tickets, whether or not they're going to be affordable or not. Maybe this tells us something about the popularity of football. It looks like, looks to me like the Patriots and who's the other team?
Well, right now we're down to four. So we've got the Green Bay Packers, the Pittsburgh Steelers, New England Patriots, and Atlanta Falcons. So two of those teams
Falcons
will be playing against each
Patriots.
Other.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's Falcons versus Patriots. See if I'm right. All right, so why are the tickets going down, though?
Well, this tends to happen with a lot of Super Bowls because this one is in Houston. So as soon as the Dallas Cowboys got kicked out of the playoffs, then a lot of the tickets, people want to see their home team in the state of Texas. It's not going to happen. So a lot of tickets do go up for sale. This happens, you know, in New Jersey when the Super Bowl was there and the Giants didn't have a chance. So it's not unusual. It seems to be that they'll probably go down even more as we get closer to the Super Bowl, but they're down 25% right now. So if you are interested in going, this is the time to jump on, you know, see
$4,000.
Well, that's about typical. I mean, $4,000 is actually cheap. That is the average price. Oh yeah.
Good
people,
God.
People who get, I mean, people nuts. Who get Super Bowl tickets to, you know, for a hot game where it would be like the Patriots or another super popular team.
$4,000 to sit, watch guys make fools of themselves on a Super Bowl.
Well, that's obvious. I mean, that's your opinion. I know, but for other people to go to the Super Bowl, they'll spend between $10,000 and $20,000 and more for suites.
And there are some people who are spending that kind of dough to go to the inaugural as well. Depending on the access. They think they're going to get access to the president. What happens in the inaugural, there are eight balls the president has to go to. He'll spend an average of 14, 15 minutes in each one of them and then be gone. So one dance, one wave. See you later. Thanks for coming and spending all that money. So anyway, let's get about to the business at hand. Let's get to work. Speaking of work, before we get to Victoria, I saw this. I thought it was very interesting. Because when people are looking for work and they find out that there's an opportunity, they go look at the job posting. And one of the things that's happening these days, especially when it comes to health care, applicants are being asked to be sympathetic, caring, empathetic, focused, family-oriented, that sort of thing. And apparently using that lingo, whether it's on purpose or not, Victoria, has led to men not applying for these jobs. There are a lot of men who are now working in healthcare. I'm talking about as nurses and support staff and technicians, much more so than was the case before.
Right.
But apparently, and these are jobs mainly in healthcare, these are pink collar jobs. That's how they're referred to. And mostly they have been heretofore Nurses. When I was a kid, did you ever see a male nurse? I never saw a male. Now you see them around frequently.
Yeah.
Yeah. And why would they
but
be
I understand
not
it's, it used to be a female thing. But right. You also never really saw male executive assistants in offices, and that happens all the time now.
No. Right. Exactly. Anyway, I thought it was interesting. There was a study of ads for what had been female-dominated positions, and they looked at the words, and they used the words to explain why men were not applying or getting these jobs, which I thought was interesting. Feminine job postings, especially in the healthcare industry. 89% female now. I find that just an interesting consideration. I wouldn't pay any attention. You want the job? Go get the job.
Right.
I'm paying attention. All right, in a moment, we'll be paying a lot of attention to Victoria Bullis, who is here to talk about Major Changes. Sounds like a television program, right? You know that show, Major Crimes? The new show is Major Changes, a focus on 2017 coming right up here. It's 40 minutes past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
During Staples' January printing event, you can get up to $80 off a lightning-fast HP OfficeJet Pro printer. It can save time and money.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event with up to $80 off HP OfficeJet Pro printers. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 1/21/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com, use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, 43 minutes after the hour now with DJ V. We have Victoria Keelan, and we also have Victoria Bullis, who's here. Victoria's name is spelled, you don't have to spell Victoria, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A, but Bullis is B-U-L-L-I-S. She's an internationally known psychic, reads for people all over the world in person, on the phone. You can get at her by going to, tweet at Victoria Bullis. So there are major changes, Victoria, as we work our way into the new year. We've already got a couple of weeks under our belt. The president's going to be installed in a couple of days. How important is it for people to get on the bandwagon, to be on the float, if you will, to go along with the flow? And if you don't go along with it, like you see a lot of naysayers now, the energy, I want to talk about energy and the energy of change. Can we talk about that?
Yes, we can, but I want to say something, a comment on something that Victoria said about the fact that you never used to see male workers in offices. But that I had to laugh at that because it was only since about the 1940s, probably during World War II, that women were able to work in offices. All the assistants were men.
Really?
Yeah, that's all you ever found. You didn't find women working in the 1890s, 1910s.
Yeah, no, women didn't work at all. There was no position for them.
It was not allowed. It was not de rigueur.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So it was always men.
Yeah, when you put that in light of this movie, I don't know if you've seen it or not, Victoria, called Hidden Figures, about the three black ladies.
Oh, I think that is an amazing story.
Yeah, it's a great story. Yep, it is.
Anyway,
all right, so
energy.
Yeah, okay. So what sort of major changes are we going to feel as Trump? And I think we've talked about Trump.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's enough. Go, keep going. I didn't have to give you any more than that to take the ball and run with it.
I can take and run with that for about 3 hours if you have the time. Listen, he has alienated so many people. And I've often said I'm neutral. When I vote, I vote because I vote from my heart. with whomever I feel is the best person to make the changes we need. Having said that, with all the things that we've all seen and heard about Trump, the entire world is focused in a different way than it ever has been on this inauguration, because he's alienated pretty much everybody.
Hasn't alienated me.
Pardon?
Really?
He hasn't alienated me. And a lot of people that I know are not alienated. They just think, let's wait and see.
I thought you liked him. I thought that you wanted to vote for him.
Well, I didn't. I wanted him to be an agent of change, and I didn't believe that Hillary Clinton would be an agent of change. I think that's what the country needs. And I get that on a, you know, I have a fairly good sense of, I'm fairly tuned in to energy.
I know you are.
And I think that the energy of the country is very restless, very unsatisfied. And whether this guy holds the key or not, one of the things that surprises me are all is the energy around trying to dismantle him before he really gets to going to work. In other words, let's go protest. Okay, go protest, but he hadn't done anything yet. Isn't it better energetically, as President Obama said, if we give the guy a chance and prove himself, he may surprise you? And I wonder what you think about surprises.
Well, he's not going to surprise us.
He's not.
He's already made himself clear about what he stands for. Anyway, the entire world is, except for financiers, mega market people, is against him. He's the Muslims. Oh my gosh! I mean, don't get me started. As they say.
Well, I want to know about the energy, though, and it's not about necessarily.
The energy is hostility towards America. It's going to be putting up a wall. A real wall all across the country to prevent Mexicans from coming in.
Well, you know that's not going to happen. They're not going to build a wall. They couldn't afford to build it. Yeah, that's not going to happen. So
I think it will. I think he's got to try it because he's made such a big statement about it, including recently. I believe that there's going to be an attempt towards it. So what I'm feeling is that there is so much disruption energy, that's the word I keep getting, disruption energy, that it's kind of like a crapshoot, if I can say that on the air. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, who knows what's going to happen, but it's going to be big. It is a game changer. It's going to make us locked into other countries in a way that we've never been before, the entire world, the way we've never been before. All over the world. China, he's already alienated China. That's a very big country.
Well, but China's alienating us. So how do you equalize that?
Do you have another 3 hours on that one?
Is there a way, though? I just want to know.
Actually,
on a positive spin.
Lived in China. We should talk about that coming up in another week or so. It would be a really good thing to discuss, because I have a few things to say about that. I still pay a lot.
Victoria, what did you say?
I just, on a positive spin, for people who are feeling disenfranchised, and there are a great number, especially women and minorities right now, are not feeling the way Doug is feeling. We do feel very disenfranchised and not happy with everything right now. Is there a way that we individually, which then becomes collectively, is there a way we can send positive energy out into the universe in the hopes of that coming back to us? What can we do individually?
I'm glad that you shifted that dynamic. Yes, one thing is to just close your eyes, not when you're driving, but close your eyes and just see yourself sending peace energy. If you think that you're sending peace energy out for the inauguration, because there could be problems there, and after and throughout the next 4 years, it'll work.
Great.
All right. Victoria Bull is here on DJB.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 Herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Brings us around to the happy birthday wishings that most people have for a national treasure. Betty White is 95 today, and it does sound almost, it's pedantic almost to refer to her that way. Most people say the same thing. She's pleasant, she's funny, she seems to have a happy life, she's lived a great life, she's still very active, there's nothing that she's asked to do that she doesn't go do. I just think that she's a great example of what people can do with their lives. She works hard still. I wonder how hard it is for her to remember the lines now these days. I don't know what she's in, but she's been a part of so many major television programs and movies and that kind of stuff. It's kind of cool to have her around and to take our minds off of
right.
Some of the other crap.
Betty White can make anyone smile.
Yes, just by being there.
Yep.
You just look at her and you smile. How can you not be around her energy? And she's so frisky. She is really raw. If you've ever been around her, she has a mouth like a trooper and is very funny. You see this little old lady talk the way she does, she is just very funny, hysterical. In fact.
Well, Jennifer and I were saying earlier, we loved the show that she was on most recently as a regular cast member, Hot in Cleveland, which was such a funny show with a great cast. And the other ladies on the show, after it wrapped, they talked about, you know, about each other and what each other's like behind the scenes. And all of them say, Betty White, just like you said, she swears like a trooper.
Oh, yeah.
She has to have her evening scotch every night. She does not like children, never had any, never wanted them, but her her pets, she loves animals, and she has been an animal advocate for years, and that she loves her pets, and those are her children, but whenever someone had a small child on set, she kind of went back into her dressing room.
Yeah, right.
She's not the grandmotherly type.
No, not at all. All right, some other movie news coming up here in just a moment. It's 56 past the hour.
How did you sleep last night? Did you have a restless mind, toss and turn, and wake up tired? I'm Sasha Stevens, renowned author and sleep therapist, and I'm here to tell you that deep, restful sleep is possible again. My own personal battle with insomnia led me to find the solution, and I've changed the lives of thousands with my revolutionary program, Sleep for Life. Sleep for Life is a powerful, effective way to transform the way you sleep safely and naturally without risky medication. It can alleviate tossing and turning and even chronic insomnia. I will help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer every single night. Go to sleepforlife.com now to start my audio program, risk-free for a full 30 days. I personally guarantee you'll experience better sleep after 30 days or it's free. Let me prove it to you. Go to sleepforlife.com for your risk-free trial. That's sleepforlife.com, sleepforlife.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
During Staples' January printing event, you can get up to $80 off a lightning-fast HP OfficeJet Pro printer. It can save time and money.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event with up to $80 off HP OfficeJet Pro printers. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 1/21/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
All right, let's get to some of the things going on. There was a lot of talk in the last couple of days, Victoria, about whether or not Disney was going to recreate Princess Leia in some way, shape, or form, Carrie Fisher's character.
Mm-hmm.
She has, before, she was in England between Thanksgiving and Christmas for a couple of things, including a television show that she was doing over there, plugging her book, and also doing, she spent about a month, I think, doing the what her lines were and her scenes for the next Star Wars movie that comes out next Christmas. So that's all done and a part of the movie. It really is her. So do they recreate her in a way like she was recreated at the end of Rogue One? Or do they just let it go? What did you hear yesterday from Disney?
Well, it seems to be that there's been so much fan speculation, and I do think that fans are, this is a lot of wishful thinking because Carrie Fisher is such a beloved person and character as Princess Leia. So there's been a lot of speculation what they were going to do, and there was a rumor that they were, that Star Wars, the Lucas, I guess it's Lucasfilm, whoever owns it. I guess it's Disney now, right? Disney ultimately owns all of Star Wars?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So I guess Disney was negotiating with the family, but it turns out Lucasfilm put out a statement saying, we're not going to digitally recreate her at all. Not going
to
happen.
By the way, in a tribute to her sense of humor, her ashes are in an urn that looks like a big Prozac pill.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'd be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X-Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.